This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
It's a Friday morning. I don't know why I'm talking like that. It's a Friday morning on the Cliffo and Bronte podcast. Time of recording, Friday morning.
That was a stunning opener. I could not critique that.
20 years in the biz, and that's the best I can spit out.
I get it.
You're welcome.
It's Friday.
Yeah. And you know what? Hand on heart, a little behind the eight ball today, and I put it down to hitting snooze and not having time to make my Nescafe Nespresso. Oh,
you didn't tell me this.
I don't like to advertise when I sleep in and I'm late to work.
You still beat me.
Some things never change. It's been instants all day, and it hasn't. I didn't have my good coffee in the morning, and I honestly feel like that's a fair thing. I feel like I'm behind the eight ball.
You need your pep in. You need a bit of a pep in your step.
Yeah.
How is it though? The instant.
Horrible.
Yes, it's terrible. Mate, it is terrible.
It's worst cafe blend, like Nescafe Blend 43 from work.
This podcast brought to you by Nescafe.
Yes, and yeah, well, we're open to sponsorship, guys.
Honestly,
particularly when it comes to can you beat Bronte?
Yeah.
Wow, dishing out the cash for that. The big finale of Champions League coming up on the pod.
Yeah, I get to meet face to face my arch nemesis, Davey Chips and Gravy, who was actually a lovely human being.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
So kind.
It's really hard to crush the souls.
Yes.
To destroy genuinely good people.
I find a way to do it.
But Bronte did her best at it.
I'll always find a way.
Plus, we asked the question, when did you accidentally spend a lot of money after producer Alicia just dropping hundos?
Oh, yeah.
Accidentally.
What are we paying her that she can do that?
Too much, let me tell you. It's coming up. Cliffo and Bronte on Listener.
I saw an article this morning, Cliffo. Piqued my interest straight away because I knew that this would impact you and your lovely family. And I just want to be the bearer of bad news. I think it's best to receive this news from, you know, someone who you know.
I know you're like a just rip the Band-Aid off kind of gal.
Don't fluff around.
Like delivering bad news for me and those I love most.
Yep.
Like literally first content break of the show.
Not the first thing you thought?
It's brazen even on your standards.
Okay. Think back in your mind. What is something that you have brought to this show multiple times in our tenure regarding one of your favorite snacks that has often been a bit contentious in the household?
I know the answer straight away.
Yes.
You're talking about the Clifton's beloved Cheezels. Cheezel family, Bronte.
We fight for the Cheezels family. I'm more thinking about when you thought the Cheezels were part of the Smith's variety pack.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing.
That whole thing.
What happened there again? So that's right. I said the Cheezels are part of
the Smith's variety pack
or whatever. And then didn't we send producer Alicia on a wild goose chase to try and get someone on from Smith to talk about Cheezels?
Yes.
And then Smith had to send her a very polite email saying, we don't make those.
And also, we don't put them in the Smith's variety pack as a result. And it turned out that your wife, Michelle, had bought, she just buys whatever, right?
Yeah,
and just refills the Smith's box.
Yeah, it's just this big jumble in the one Smith's box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever think about buying Smith's again, if you don't want to buy whatever one the Cheezels comes in, that's what is being recalled right now.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, the Smith's box.
The Smith's variety pack.
I feel like I saw something about this.
Yes. So the Smith's cheese and onion flavor, I say that wrong apparently, onion flavor has been
affected. You say a lot wrong, but we generally sit on it.
That's what everyone on TikTok said. And all of the Smith's original flavors that come in those variety packs that I know you sometimes buy to fill the kids' lunch boxes, they have been recalled as a result of possibly having potential presence of plastic pieces in its packaging.
Wow.
It's a lot of alliteration.
It's poetry.
Sorry, I spat on you.
I'm worried now. I'm just, because I'm thinking, how the hell are we going to sort this mess out, Langers? Because, like I say, it's the Smith's box. Mate, if they're there and we're tight, the home brand ones get bored. It's a bloody mess, mate.
It is a mess.
You know what? Dad's just going to have to take one for
you're
the
gonna
team.
You're going to
eat it all? Eat all the
chips. Oh, hero.
Look, I'll eat the plastic, kids. I got it.
This is Queensland's Price is Right.
Come on!
Back again, and probably only with things she can afford after spending $100 on a yoga app.
This is why I look at secondhand things.
Safer, mate. No, just easy transfer of cash. We've got to earn this.
It's going to be a very affordable version of Queensland Price Right today. Yeah. Producer Alicia accidentally dropping hundos.
Yeah, I know. Greenies everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So I did double check the score, but Cliffo, I misled you last week. I told you you're on 9 points. You're actually on 8.
Okay.
And Bronte's now on 7. So this
great.
Could be your catch-up point, Bronte, if we get today.
I'm already coming off a win.
She's in a winning mood, mate. Yep. Taking down Davey after 7.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if she can keep it up. Best of 3 round. You've got to guess how much people are reselling these items for online.
I love this game.
So Ray from Townsville is selling this Glenn Morrison signed photo and hand cast. So Glenn Morrison used to play for the Cowboys, also called the Silver Surfer. Only 2 examples of this exist in the world, and Glenn actually owns the other one. So this is basically a one of a kind. It is it's like a gold cast of his hand framed in a picture with a signed photo.
I find the lifelike cast of the hand actually kind of creepy.
It is very weird.
I've seen people do it for, like, children and, like, pets, but for a footy player.
Yeah.
You'd be able to get into old mate's security systems.
Yes!
For these footprints and stuff.
True, okay.
Well, the fact that there's only 2 of these and...
Oh.
Is it Glenn, did you say? And who owns... Who's selling?
Yeah, Glenn owns the other one.
No, Ray is selling Glenn is the guy in the picture. Glenn Morrison.
Ray owns both of them, you say.
Is it Ray Morrison selling the other one?
I don't know how he's come across it, but there you go.
$150 for Langers.
Doubled it. Cliffo, is it $300?
Ray is selling it for $200. Point to Bronte.
Oh!
Just.
I thought it would be more, so good job, Ray.
Yeah,
not overselling
Ray.
Yourself. Joan from Cairns is selling this porcelain doll.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, you can put that one straight away.
Very lifelike.
That is going to be haunting my dreams
sort of
tonight.
Older lady, I'd say she's probably in her 60s. I don't know why.
That's generous.
Her name is May. She's 75 centimetres tall, which is about 2.5 feet.
Oh,
She's from Catherine's Collection, whatever that means. But she's got a certificate of authenticity that comes with her. And she's only ever been taken out of the box for photographs. So she's as new.
I would put her in a box. It would be a box that you can't ever look into again.
Put it in
and throw it at the bottom of the ocean.
I actually think Catherine needs to pay someone to remove this from her life.
And get it de-haunted.
Despite that, I've written down...
Wait. Okay.
$70.
Oh, I went $60.
Oh, no. Joan's selling it for $500. That's a point to Cliffo.
Joan. We need to have a chat.
Kill the music. Joan.
Joan, if you listen.
Mate, you're kidding yourself, Joan. Joan. It's not going to happen, mate. All right? I love you, Joan. But no.
Okay. So the last item. Let's try and get that image out of our heads.
Yeah, well, good luck.
If you can. Mandy from Melanda.
Nice.
Is that how you say it?
Melanda.
Sure.
Is selling this Loungefly McDonald's bag.
Oh.
Which is very cool.
It's a handbag.
It's a handbag, but in the shape of McDonald's fries in the container.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so she's got a ruler next to it, if you can see, so it's about 30 centimetres tall.
It's like a bucket bag. It's like a bucket handbag.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
That is new sick. And in perfect condition with the tag still attached.
Oh, well, I hope this is still available as
well. It's the kind of thing your quirky friend would take to a music festival.
Yes. Mm. Or the races tomorrow if it's, as I said, still available.
Does it come with matching?
If you take that to the races tomorrow, I'll pay for it for you.
Oh, my God. God, it mustn't be much then.
Oh, no, yeah.
I've written down a pineapple. $50.
Ooh, I did $70.
Mandy is selling
That's
it for $70.
Wow. And Bronte will take it for the races tomorrow.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about when kids are brutally honest and they say things that just they notice and that they don't have the foresight to think that they can offend people with their observations.
There's a freedom in... like having no filter.
Yes.
There's no filter.
Yes.
There's no social, like socially what
you
can say or can't say with kids. It's just what is in front of them, they say.
And they say it out loud. And it's forgivable with children and teachable because you say, you can't say that. You shouldn't say that. It's a little.
Why am I worried you're about to compare your boyfriend Dylan?
It's a little
to
harder.
Small children.
When it's a 29-year-old man. But you know what? It still
just
happens.
For the record, Dylan, I tried to put a fork in the road there. Like, I tried to stop what was happening.
I know, you love him.
But she forged on.
I have to, Cliffo, because I think this might have just been a bit of a... Okay, I'll just tell you the story. As I mentioned yesterday, this week is my week of maintenance. I've had a lot of appointments ahead of the races on Saturday. So I've done, like, getting my eyelashes done, eyebrows waxed. And one of the things that I needed to get done was laser. And I get laser done on my legs. And because you have to, like, let the hair kind of, like, it's pretty much all gone. But, like, it's a bit harder on, like, your thighs and things where the skin's a bit, like... harder to zap all the hairs out. And you let it grow, and then just before you go in for your appointment, you shave, and then they do their thing. And so it had been, as I mentioned, a few weeks in between appointments, and so the hair on my legs had grown out a little bit. A little bit.
Like the Amazonian rainforest down there.
And we're driving the other day, and he just looks at my legs and goes, "Oh, you've got a bit of hair on your legs." And I was like, "Excuse me?" It's like, "When's your next laser appointment?" And
this is the point when men should realize are digging a hole.
Yes.
Like, there should be, like, ideally, if it was a film or something, like, someone would pop in with a flag, like a white flag, start waving it. Like, now's the time to stop.
Yeah. Heads up. If a woman asks you what... She's heard you. She's just giving you a second chance to rethink what you've just asked. But he did it. He doubled down.
No man would. None of us would.
He was just like, "Oh, I just noticed you've just got a bit of hair on your legs. When's your next laser appointment?" And he hasn't been seen since. His family will be fine. But I'm sure there's
you
people
started
out
there. Brumby. She started burring. It's very weird.
13 10 60. When was your partner brutally honest?
Oh, yeah.
When did they not think that what they were saying was going to be offensive, but it was?
It's a hard one to manage because, unlike children, like you said, they don't get an automatic free pass.
No.
Because, you know, they haven't learnt yet.
Yeah.
How you talk to people. Like, adults don't get that.
Mm-mm.
So it's hard because, on one hand, you love them.
Of course.
But on the other hand, you want them dead in that moment.
All's well now. I've taught him that probably wasn't the right thing to say to somebody. But I'm sure other people have said similar things, so I'd love to hear them and make me feel better.
13 10 60. Beck is here. Beck, most brutally honest thing your partner said to you.
All right. So I had just given birth to our daughter. Literally, the baby had just been put on my chest. And he leans over to me and he goes, "Darling, there's a hair growing out of your chin."
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And... Yeah. Like, that's something I'm concerned about. I've just given birth. And he's like, "I've been staring at it the whole time."
Well, it's not the worst thing he could be staring at in that process.
I feel like it's job to defend men in this situation.
Okay, Cliffo.
But I was going to say, but I don't feel like any of us have a leg to stand on there. That's a tough one. Like, timing. Beck's husband, timing. Nikki's next. Nikki, most inappropriate thing your partner said to you.
So we're currently dress shopping because my husband's brother's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I showed him a few dresses I liked, and he said, "They're not very flattering for your figure."
Oh, Nikki!
What?
I was like, "Oh, thank you. I'll keep looking."
Oh, no. That's why I don't go shopping with anybody.
And that's where you lean into his, because I assume, like, 99.9% of men, there's a bit of pot there in the belly. That's when you lean in and rub it.
Like a Buddha.
To be honest, right now, it's a bit of a pat on the back and a well done to anyone in payroll or anyone in management positions. Oh, you guys got it tough and you do a bloody good job.
Don't envy people that have to do accounting and things that involve actual people's money.
I've had a tiny, teeny, itty bitty taste of it this week because my daughter came to me a couple of weeks ago with a proposal. She wanted some money and she was prepared to work for it. She's quite industrious. She's 9 years old, Matilda, and she wanted to set up a bit of a can I do jobs around the house for pocket money.
Smart.
And I was like, okay, well, I'll give you real money. Like, I'll give you good pocket money. And we're talking like 10 bucks a week.
Oh, my God.
But I said, for that, I'm coming up with a list of jobs that I expect you to complete.
Mm-hmm.
Unpacking and packing the dishwasher.
Fair.
It's just the start of it. She's taking the rubbish out and the wheelie bins out, bringing it in, that kind of stuff. And to be honest, it's actually proving to be a really big help for me as well.
That's good.
The challenge I find is around the finance part of it because, like her father, she's a bit of a wheeler and a dealer. The first challenge actually that I had to sort of pull her up on was like, this is good money.
Yeah.
I have to stop nagging you to do this work.
Fair enough.
Every day we'd get home from school and I'm like, don't forget your chores today for your pocket money, and straight away the whinging would start.
Yep.
And
it's like, you're getting paid to do a job.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, you shouldn't have to be told to do the job.
If I'm going to have to nag you to do it,
yeah,
I may as well do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is not part of the dealio. So I sat her down and I said to her, look, I don't whinge to my boss that I don't want to do a radio show on Friday.
Right. You
know, like, I just go in and do it.
Yeah,
and
I'm
here, right? But that's how employment works. So that was the first hurdle.
Good lesson.
The second hurdle came on Wednesday because Friday, today, this afternoon, is payday for her.
Yep.
She gets her 10 bucks if all the jobs have been done satisfactorily.
Yeah.
And she comes to me on Wednesday and she's like, Dad, I'm like, what? I need an advance.
No, she did not.
Well, she said she needs it early.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, so in advance.
You're a payroll. Yeah, you're the payroll manager. Yeah. It's an advance.
And she's like, yeah, I need it. And I'm like, on what grounds should I give you an advance? Like, the work hasn't been done. And she wanted to waste her money on some Kirin thing at school. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I did tell her when I gave her her first 10 bucks for her first pocket money, like last Friday.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't spend it all at once.
Oh, so this is
there's
new.
Not more. Yeah, today is only the second Friday.
Oh, and she's already asking for an advance?
It's week two and she's after an advance. So, and I thought to myself, because part of this is not just getting the chores and stuff done. Part of it, I thought, is good learning for her.
Very much so.
It's like, do I teach a 9-year-old now the pitfalls of payday loans
and
all that sort of stuff?
Oh.
And then I saw the interest rates those guys charge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's just say the $2 I lent her, very soon, it's going to be $3. Alpha Bucks will return Monday morning, May 22nd. So that's this coming Monday. And it is worth $1,000, Langers.
I feel like we have had a chat about the clue that I'm about to give earlier this week. Did you say this is the best dessert you can get? Maybe it was Smithy,
It was our boss.
It was our boss.
At like a work meeting we were at.
Yeah.
Now I don't, I'd eat this thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it is the top of the dessert
the
pyramid. No.
And that just shows how professional our work meetings are. Your clue for Monday, tiramisu.
Tiramisu. So the letter T, like I said. Not going to say no.
Wouldn't say no.
Not the top of the pyramid, though.
What is for you?
Creme brulee.
Okay. I am a sticky date kind of girl.
Oh.
But forget those. Tiramisu.
But enough about your personal life. Tiramisu, your answer for Monday's Alpha Bucks. Something's happened.
Yeah.
With our little mate, producer Alicia. And it involved herself, some money that she did not have, and a smartphone app.
She might need $50,000 if she keeps this up.
Yeah, can we get her on the standby list for anything that we need?
I need it after yesterday.
What's happened, mate?
Oh, I accidentally spent money. I don't know how that happens, but I was on a yoga app, and I thought I'll give it a 1-month trial, see how we go. Went for the 1-month option, tried to Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Didn't work for some reason. Didn't realise it reverted back to the year option when I tried again on Apple Pay and took a whole $100 out of my account.
That's so annoying.
I don't have $100 to spare.
Was the Was the trial supposed to be free?
They no, usually... the trial was like, well, it wasn't a trial, yeah. but it was just like a sign-up, and I thought, I'll trial it for a month. It was like $14 or something.
Right. So like a one-month subscription.
That would still be probably the most expensive app I would have ever bought.
Yeah, for yoga. You know there's free stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, probably should
have
done
your
that.
Money.
I don't have these brains at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Leisha's gonna get right into yoga for the next 365 days, guys.
And it's between pay weeks for us. Like we usually would get paid on a Thursday, but it's not till next Thursday. So I know what Leisha means.
There's a lot of reasons this was a very, very stupid accidental purchase, but I believe that is the thing. Like accidentally spending some money. Yeah. And I shouldn't throw too many stones at Leisha when I'm living inside a glass house.
Okay.
It literally happened to me on Sunday just gone. I was sneezing a lot for some reason. Maybe, is it something to do with
there
the weather?
There was something, yes, I think.
Because I'm not a real hay fevery guy.
Yeah. Pollen. We'll blame the pollen. Everyone does.
The pollen count must have been through the roof. Don't know. Didn't see the news that night, but let's say it was. Sneezing a lot, and we're at the shops, and I said to Mish, I'm just going to duck in and buy some antihistamines. And I assumed, like, buying antihistamines would be like just buying paracetamol.
Right.
Couple of bucks.
Yeah, I was going to say. $10 at the most for a big pack?
Right?
Yeah.
So the woman goes over. She's a young girl, comes back to the counter or whatever. She's like, oh, here's a pharmacy brand one, and it's a 30-pack and blah, 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 and it's multi-purpose. And I'm like, sounds good. And she's like, oh, I can get this a smaller box of 10 if you want. And I'm like, no, they're 30-packs fine.
Might need it at some point.
Yeah, like Bronte said, maximum $10 or whatever.
Right.
That'll be $29.95.
Oh, $1 a pill.
So, yeah, $30 because Cliffy had a little sneezy sneeze.
Oh, no.
And I was literally thinking, like, yeah, like no more than a 10. To be honest, I was even thinking, like, paracetamol pricing. I was thinking a couple of bucks more.
Yeah, yeah.
But 13, 10, 60, there's got to be others out there. When did you accidentally spend a lot of money? Or do you know someone who accidentally purchased and then went, oh, geez.
I think it's the Apple Pay. It's the things that you can do online.
You're probably right.
Without realizing. Like sometimes you just do that. It's so easy. You just click a button. Yeah. Apple looks at your face and goes, yeah, there's $300 gone.
And in my case, it was dumb pride.
Yes.
Because I easily could have just gone, oh, you know what? I'll get you to unring that one up.
Yeah.
Go and get me the $10 box.
But no.
But dumb pride kicked in.
It happened with Dylan, my partner, the other day. Actually, we got Thai food and he went in store to pick it up. $70 for two like pad Thais.
Oh my God.
And he got in the car and he's like, that was $70. That was too much. And I was like, yeah, it was. Yeah. They've clearly charged you too much. Go do something about it. And he was like,
Halfway home now.
Halfway in our bellies.
131060. Kiana is here right now on 131060. When have you accidentally spent a lot of money, mate?
Kiana?
Oh, sorry.
That's you.
It's the only one. Only one we've got here.
So I got a little tracker that you can stick on your keys for a present. And it's supposed to be a free tracking device. Instead, I've accidentally hit the premium subscription. And one night while I was out with my girls, $40 came out of my bank account without me even realizing it was coming out.
What's the difference between premium monitoring tracking and just regular tracking?
I have absolutely no idea.
And how often are you losing your keys? Rose, when did you accidentally spend a lot of money?
Oh, I went to the pet shop the other day and to get a couple of sucker fish, and I thought they were 11 each, and I got to the counter and they were 40.
That's really
good. So one of fish. Those,
yeah, one sucker fish was like $27.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It's like, put them back in the tank, please.
Set them free.
Can I have that little green net again? Stephanie, when did you accidentally spend a lot of money?
So when I was really little, I spent Robux. It was like, it's like a virtual online money. I spent $500 with my mum's credit card.
Oh no. How old were you?
5.
Wow, yeah. That's impressive.
I mean, look, any parent who lets their 5-year-old near anything that has the capability to spend $500,
yeah.
I mean, you've really got to look at yourself. Sorry, Stephanie's mum. Mickey, when did you accidentally spend a lot of money?
Hey, well, I
organized
events for charity, and
one
time
I organized it. Sorry, Mickey. Are you able to pick up the phone?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry.
It says here you raised some money for charity.
Correct, yeah.
About $100?
Yeah, I organized it and it was $100. And I went to donate it with my card.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I accidentally pressed the refresh button and it cost me $200.
$200.
So obviously that was awkward because it's for charity, so you don't like one. And
nobody ever wants to be the guy who's like, or the girl.
At the Red Cross.
Sorry, I know you're a charity, but...
so am I.
What are the chances?
Can you beat Bronte? Champions League, only on Hit.
I've never had an arch nemesis before. I've got one, and I'm confronted with him in person right here, right now, Cliffo.
Mm. I'm worried I'm going to have to hold someone back.
That's why you're between
us. At some point today, yeah. Yes. I'll play referee.
Thank you. Davey, chips and gravy, my Can You Beat Bronte champions champion, is here in the flesh right now.
Hey.
Hello. It's so weird. We've spoken to you every day on the phone, and now you're in person in the flesh.
Yeah, it's great to see everybody.
Yes.
So just to remind everyone, it was Friday last week. You became the champions champion. So you're representing all previous people who have got one over Langers on Can You Beat Bronte. This week you've gone head to head every single day, just over the phone.
Yep.
But live in studio today. Is this the first time you've ever been in like a radio studio setup, Davey?
Yeah, this is the first time.
Is this going to put you, like, is this nerve-wracking?
Yeah.
Or are you, no, this you is seem pretty cool.
The pressure. I love the pressure. Like,
yeah, well, as you have proven, unfortunately, came out of the week too strong, and then you've just come back the last 2 days, and now we're here for a decider. I've got a question. Where does your trivia knowledge come from?
I have a very competitive family it comes to board games.
Really?
Yeah.
We're kindred spirits.
So a bit of flipping the board, Trivial Pursuit, that's kind of thing, you know?
Yeah,
so
absolutely ruthless.
I guess you, like, being raised in that house, I guess you know no other way. So you've grown up into adulthood and you just, are you the kind of guy who remembers a little bit about a lot of things?
Oh, yeah, I'd just say that. Just that competitiveness. Like, my mom, she's like, has this angel. She's loveliest woman. But then as soon as some dice are rolled, it's on.
Yeah,
she's a devil.
I get it. And that's what's fueled people like you and me, and it's terrible. But luckily, there's a game like this where we get it all out.
I'm genuinely concerned for whoever loses today. Like, I feel like we're going to have to get a stretcher or something to carry that person out.
If I was you and producer Alicia, I would be.
I dread either of you sooks losing this. I really do.
Are you a sore loser like me?
Oh, no.
Both of you blamed the questions at least once in the last week. So
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, Bronte took it out Monday and Tuesday. The Brontosaurus took it out Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
Davey, chips and gravy, Wednesday and Thursday. So we have a good old-fashioned decider on our hands, and it will play out live after your 7 o'clock news briefing.
Good. I do need to go be sick. So
everyone go and do nervous poos, and we come back after this.
Can you beat Bronte? Champions League, only on Hit.
Have you ever felt this tense and this sweaty in this studio?
I said to both you and Davey during the news, then, I don't know why I feel nervous because I have no skin in the game.
Yeah,
there's nothing in this for me.
You're also in the firing line of whoever loses, and that's a dangerous spot to be in.
We just got to know Davey, chips and gravy, a bit more before the news there. Fitter and Turner, how old are you, man?
I'm 32. Oh, 32.
32.
Think about it. Not a good start. but we've covered it off. Very competitive. Mm. Knows a little bit about a lot. And it's come to a decider. Bronte took out Can You Beat Bronte Champions League Monday, Tuesday.
Yes.
It was Davey Wednesday, Thursday. So we have a live in-studio decider on our hands.
Yes, and you won't be doing it over the phone for the first time. But you feel like, you know, settled and ready to go?
Yeah, feeling confident.
And you get to see me go into my soundproof booth and prove that I do, in fact, go.
A lot of people ask the question. There is a soundproof booth, and Bronte is heading into it.
See
maybe,
you, Bronte.
Maybe for the final time. She may not come back from this. Who knows? And for you, Davey, I mean, you're used to this down the phone, but in person, for you, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Davey, chips and gravy, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. What country is home to the giant panda?
China.
What is the highest ranking hand you can have in a game of poker?
Four of a kind.
Who plays the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
Hugh Grant.
What cocktail is made from coconut milk, rum, and pineapple?
Pina colada.
What country was previously known as Persia?
Syria.
Okay. Five answers. How you feeling?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I did very well.
Okay. I can see he's acting that up. Brody's walked in. And all of a sudden the, oh, I don't think I did very well.
I'm going to ignore you, Davey. No offence.
Mind games. Look just at me.
Yeah.
Langers, look at me. Davey, you look at me.
Yep.
Look at me.
I do close my eyes when I play, though, so I'm going to look at you until you start.
Oh. Everyone focus. All right? We've got Davey's answers. I am going to tell you that we got five answers.
Okay.
There was no passes.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a help or a hinder, but it's out
just
there.
Just information.
It's just information.
Sure.
Bronte, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Five questions. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Your time starts now. What country is home to the giant panda?
China.
What is the highest ranking hand you can have in a game of poker?
Full house.
Who plays the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
Hugh Grant.
What cocktail is made from coconut milk, rum, and pineapple?
A pina colada.
What country was previously known as Persia?
No idea.
Out of time.
Yeah, no idea.
Only four answers from the Brontosaurus. And live in studio, it's producer Alicia.
Hello.
With the results. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
I am dying.
I know the
results. It's only a little after 7 on a Friday morning and I need a drink.
Yeah, right? Let's get whatever's made of rum, tequila and pineapple juice.
Yeah, right?
I've got the answers.
Okay.
Question one. What country is home to the giant panda? You both said China. That was correct. The highest rank in hand you can have in poker is a royal flush. Neither of you got that one. The Prime Minister in Love Actually is played by Hugh Grant. Both of you got that one correct.
Oh, no.
Coconut milk, rum, and pineapple makes a pina colada. Both of you got that one correct. So question five, we're both on three apiece here. What country was previously known as Persia? The correct answer is Iran, which neither of you gave.
Oh, my God. No. Oh. So we are locked at 3 points apiece.
Yeah. Kidding me?
Of course we are, because this game can't just end.
This is like a nightmare that just goes on and on and on.
Okay.
I never thought I would have to do this. I never thought it would come to this. But, guys, it is a winner-takes-all situation here. One question will decide once and for all whether or not Bronte is queen bee at this game or whether, you know, Davey Chips and Gravy playing on behalf of all the listeners, whether the listeners reign supreme.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Davey, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Buzz in if you know the answer.
Okay.
If it's correct, you win. If it's wrong, you are out instantly.
Okay.
Brontosaurus, Davey Chips and Gravy, are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
What singer released an album titled 25?
Bronte.
Oh.
Adele.
Yeah.
The album 25 was not released by anyone else. It was released by Adele! Rocky has taken it out! Once and for all, it has been decided. Bronte reigns supreme. She looks like she's just done the deed over there. She's all like relaxed and like breathing heavily. And
yeah, I'm shaking, literally shaking. I am so happy right now. Davey, how are you feeling?
You know.
Did you know the answer?
As soon as she said it, I knew it was it.
So it was there. It was somewhere in your psyche.
Yeah, it was definitely there. Oh, it was definitely there.
And I think, too, that whole, like, if you buzz in and you get it wrong, you're instantly out.
Yeah.
Like, there's a real pressure there not to buzz in if you're not sure. And I could see there was hesitation in both of your eyes.
Yes. I originally thought Bruno Mars for some reason, but then somewhere rolling in the deep, back of my brain, there she was.
As soon as you said it, I knew you were right.
Like, it doesn't get much more razor edge than that.
No.
Bronte taken out too, Davey taken out too, and it coming to the bonus question on the last day.
I just can't. We could not have asked for a better question giver, better question collator.
Oh, finally, she appreciates the questions. Thank you.
I win. And a better competitor. Davey, you are truly the champion's champion. Thank you.
Well, not truly.
No.
The champion's right next to me.
You're the big loser today. But, you know,
still got the champion's bucks.
$500 or you're being part of it. It's been a pleasure to meet you, Davey. Thank you for coming in.
We should say he's not walking away empty-handed today either. You are getting a T-shirt saying, Bronte beat me.
Yeah.
And a big and a big cheering Bronte's face in it, which you have to wear to the office on Mondays.
So we're going like to get that. So it's full on Bronte's face and Bronte beat me. Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Printed right across it. That's yours. $500 cash. And I have to put up with Bronte Langbrook bragging.
Woo!
Here on in.
Forever.
Davey, thank you so much.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.